This headline tells you everything you need to know. This comes from Axios.com, which is not AlexJones.net. It's not the Daily Wire. It's not Libertarian News. It's not any of this stuff. The Biden, they say administration, we know it as the Biden regime, has a COVID credibility crisis. It's by Caitlin Owens of Axios.com. A series of messaging missteps is threatening the credibility of the federal health agencies. I like how they say it's threatening the credibility. Like the credibility of the federal government wasn't set on fire and left on somebody's doorstep at the beginning of this whole thing. And what do you mean, series of missteps? Luckily, we have the audio. Mike played it this morning in case you missed it. Here are two missteps from former professor, now head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. This is the first one she made on Good Morning America. This is from the Post Millennial. Check this out. This is the director of the CDC. Take a listen to what she's finally admitting.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
You don't say. Oh, you don't say. You mean what Mike and myself and other people have been screaming? Hey, wait a minute. These people aren't dying from COVID. They're dying with COVID because they're 400 pounds sitting on the couch watching Netflix and ordering food in from DoorDash. Now, I don't want to get too much on how much of a banger of a weekend I had here because it sounds like mine, but this is not news. And if this is news to you, then I got one word for you. Bah. Bah. That's all you are if you're like, oh my goodness. Because we used to make fun of this. We used to make fun of the coverage on the mainstream websites when it would have somebody who is obviously obese. Oh, healthy person got sick from COVID and now in the hospital. That person's not healthy. And I always used to give you the disclaimer. I'm a little bit husky. My family has a history of heart disease. Right? I'm drinking a Bang energy drink that's cotton candy right now that makes me feel like my teeth are about to fall out. I am not exactly a picture of health. I mean, I try to fast and do other stuff. So if I was to get COVID, I would be a serious comorbidity. I understand that. The fact that they hid this stuff, they didn't really hide it well. It's just, it shows you how much of the American population is willing to swallow a narrative just because a guy in a studio says it with a TV, a guy in a TV studio says it. And then you had that first one. You had that first quote. Oh, well, a lot of people who are getting it are, they're fat. Oh, a lot of people who are getting it are older. Like, oh, like what? Like the flu. All these things. Remember when we were told comorbidities was a conspiracy theory or was an anti-vax position? Oh, no, we're all just soothsayers. We're all just soothsayers. You know, I may have to stop in the county of Dusonia if that offer's on the table. You know, I can't say no to lunch, sir. You know, I can't say no to food. But then you have this second one. Remember, I don't know if I have that audio. The Rachel Madcow audio. Where she's like, if you get the jab, you're never gonna get COVID. Or when Two Scoops was screaming, if you get the jab, you're not gonna get sick. You're not gonna die.
Folks, let me tell you, if you get the jab, if you get the vaccine, you're never gonna get sick. You're never gonna die.
As he whispers like a crazy old man that he is, this nonsense that they were spewing. Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer because if you get it,
If you get the jab, you're never going to have to worry about COVID ever again. It just magically disappears because these magical vaccines that I keep contending were in the tank ready to go to be jabbed into the arms of everybody. Ready to get jabbed in there. Now, what is Walensky saying? Take a listen here. This was yesterday as she was doing the Sunday talk shows.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
That should be it. That should be the nail in the coffin for any mandate, regardless of what SCOTUS says. And we're going to break that down later because we have a good breakdown of the nonsense that went there. The CDC, if you haven't been jabbed yet and your boss is telling you you need to get jabbed, you should straight up tell him. The CDC even says it doesn't prevent transmission. So you better, to quote Nicolas Cage in The Rock, you better get that thing away from me. And some of you will get that deep cut. And it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine at this point. It is what? It is a treatment. It is no different than if you got a thing of Theraflu. But yet people who have been smart, who are purebloods, you get mad at me all you want. And if you had to, if you're listening and you had to for whatever reason, I'm not getting mad at you. I'm not trying to throw shade your way. You are unique to your own situation. I was lucky enough that I work for Mike. And I already told my wife from day one, if they ever threaten you with that, you're leaving. You're not taking it. My wife will not do it. Although, ironically enough, my wife at her company, she is now quarantined for 5 days. Why is my wife quarantined? Because everybody else that she works with, that, by the way, has had the jib, has tested positive for it. So my wife's stupid company, their idea is that if you aren't vaccinated, you have to be quarantined. But if you're jibbed, you can go back to work. It's absolutely retarded in every way, shape, and form. But that's what my wife is dealing with right now. So my wife's hanging out at the house. So she wasn't supposed to be. But it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter what they try to say, because all of it is nonsense. All of it is wrong. And so that's what we're dealing with. We're looking at here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Thank you all for hanging out with me on this Monday. Thank you all for hanging out with me on this Monday morning, January 10th, 2022. I hope you're having a good day, staying warm. I hope you had a good weekend. I'm heading to Mandeville tomorrow, so I will not be on the air, but I'll be back on the air Wednesday through Friday, or maybe just Wednesday, Thursday. And then I'll be at the Mass of the Ages, conference this Saturday. Yeah. Remember, you have to be vaxxed to protect your grandma or protect your neighbor. Great point, Ann. Oh, don't do it for yourself. Do it for the ones you care about. Why? Then why don't I just go get Theraflu? Why don't I just go get anything else? So, it's very interesting. All right, folks, it is time to, I've waxed long enough on this subject, but I'm just following up what Mike said. Really, the narrative is just falling apart right now. And it couldn't happen to a bunch of better people. And it's coming out in these mainstream headlines. They can't stop it. I mean, in Rhode Island, it's on the Acting All Crusadery blog. They fired all the people that wouldn't take the jab, all the nurses that wouldn't take the jab. But now COVID-positive nurses can work in the hospital. What the hell is that? Oh, yeah. Do you have COVID? Yeah, but I got a jib, so I'm great. No, that's not how it works. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. It is time, because I did not get my stuff ready to go,
to... Oh, yeah, here we go. It is time to rip and read some headlines. That's right. We're going to head over to American Greatness, where Liz Shield has got a rundown of the stories that you want to hear about, or you want to hear me make fun of. Which, either one, I'm glad you're here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I always like to use the line from Robin Hood, Men in Tights. You're going to have a hanging or a wedding. Either way, we're going to have a good time. You want to hear the news? You want to hear me make fun of the news? Either way, we're going to have a good time. Here we go. Very underrated film, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. A lot of people don't like it. I think it's very, very well done. Now, Dracula, Dead and Loving It, that one was tough to sit through. But, talk about Mel Brooks films. But Robin Hood, Men in Tights, way too much flack. And I think unfairly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. First, from Federale News. White House, there'll be massive consequences if Russia invades Ukraine, which means the White House is going to cut off all the Ben and Jerry's that they import to Russia. If that happens. I don't know. Am I wrong? You can call me 844-527-8723. Let me know. Am I wrong in thinking that's a regional issue? Can I just say it's a region? If Russia and Ukraine want to figure that stuff out, let them figure it out. That is no issue for these United States. But Russia's a... No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna get involved in this. We have no ability to get involved. Well, if they do, and I've talked to Magdalene Rose, I made this point, so I'm gonna say it again. Well, that means the Russians will take Taiwan. I mean, the Chinese will take Taiwan. I said China. That means the Chinese, they'll take Taiwan. And we don't want them taking Taiwan and all their beautiful semiconductor chips.